It is the type of honest and accurate reporting that we've been doing on what's happening in Gaza that has made us, and me in particular, a pretty big target for certain nefarious groups in the United States. So Stop Anti-Semitism, which is, I believe, the same group that clownishly went after Jennifer Garner's little girl because she was wearing a shirt that had a watermelon design on it, okay? They're the same folks that are now coming after me. And so they posted something that I need to obviously refute because it's a lie. And then I'm gonna tell you what the reality is. So they posted this on X. Anna Kasparian isn't just spreading hate on her podcast. She uses X and YouTube to push anti-Semitic conspiracies. Oh, do I? So they say that I claim that Jews occupy and control the United States. I've never once said that Jews occupy and control the United States. I did say that Israel controls the United States, and I meant it. How are you gonna argue otherwise? Okay, almost every single lawmaker on the left or right does the bidding of the Israeli government, either because they are legally bribed by AIPAC, or they're afraid that AIPAC is gonna target them in some political campaign so they don't win re-election. I believe there's also a possibility of a blackmail operation. But yeah, I mean, we do anything and everything Israel wants. Why are the United States taxpayers tasked with paying for the bombs and the military of a foreign government when that foreign government had an economic surplus in 2021? Yeah. The United States hasn't had an economic surplus since 2001. So yeah, our government is controlled by Israel. And I do not apologize for saying that. Let me go to the next one. Called pro-Israel lawmakers scum and traitors. I stand by that entirely. Said Israelis celebrated 9/11. Let's talk about that briefly. When it comes to Israelis celebrating 9/11, I remember Netanyahu on two different occasions said some positive things about what happened on 9/11, for the Israelis, of course. Let's go to graphic 4. As tonight, this was, by the way, New York Times published September 12th, 2001. As tonight, what the attack meant for relations between the United States and Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the former prime minister, replied, "It's very good." Oof. Then he edited himself. Well, not very good, but it will generate immediate sympathy, meaning sympathy for Israel. That's what he was worried about. That's what he was thinking about, sympathy for Israel.
So they could murder more Muslims, take more of their land. Yeah.
He predicted that the attack would strengthen the bond between our two peoples because we've experienced terror over so many decades, but the United States has now experienced a massive hemorrhaging of terror.
He sounds thrilled.
In 2008, Netanyahu was quoted by the Israeli newspaper Ma'ariv as having told an audience at a university that the 9/11 attacks had been beneficial for Israel. Quote, "We are benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq."
I mean, he just says it, right?
He says it out loud.
So
what's up with that anti-Semitism? Like, you're gonna come at me for stating the truth? Okay, let's go to the rest of the list. Labeled, this is a lie, labeled Jews demons. No. I labeled the IDF and the Israeli government and anyone in Israel that continues to support the slaughter of innocents in Gaza, demons. I said they like to think of themselves as God's chosen people, but they act like demons. And I stand by that. When you're killing innocent people, don't hide behind your religious doctrine to make yourself out to be a good person. I never once uttered the word Jews, and I never will. And by the way, super defamatory to intentionally conflate the disgusting terroristic garbage that currently resides in the Israeli government to Jews all across the globe. Finally, called Israel's flag modern day Nazis. When have I ever talked about Israel's flag? I talked about the IDF members committing war crimes and the Israeli government modern day Nazis, and I stand by that. Now, the other thing I wanna just talk about is that they keep talking about, oh, Anna's spreading these conspiracy theories. All these conspiracy theories about, you know, what was it? Here we go. Said Israelis celebrated 9/11. Okay, now what did I mean by that? Look, you can't blame me when ABC News speaks to an American witness who saw what she saw on 9/11. Here's the report.
It began when this woman was watching the Twin Towers burning from her apartment in New Jersey. She noticed three men on top of a van, posing for pictures with the towers burning in the background.
And I could see that they were like happy. You know, they didn't look shocked to me. You know, they didn't look shocked. I thought it was very strange.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli. They were turned over to the FBI. Sources tell ABC News, during a check of national security databases, some of the men were listed as having had connections with Israeli intelligence. At the FBI, that set off alarm bells.
Now, the five Israelis who, according to that witness, were seen celebrating as they were taking photos of the Twin Towers burning, later were released back to Israel. They were interviewed during a talk show, and one of them said, "Look, we were just there to document the events." By the way, the moving truck, they claimed that they were working for a moving company. It was a shell organization with ties to Israel. It wasn't an actual moving company. Inside the moving truck were all sorts of passports, all sorts of recording devices, all sorts of strange materials.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what I was referring to when I was talking about the celebrating Israelis. Those five men were Israelis, and according to that witness, they were seen celebrating. They seemed jovial as the United States was suffering one of the worst, actually the worst terrorist attack in American history.
Yeah, so I wanna tackle the video and then the overall charges. So first, about the video, people get really emotional about it and they get so, oh, that's so very wrong. You're not allowed to show an ABC News video. You're not allowed to show a Fox News video. They did exhaustive, actually back when they did investigative reporting about this as well. Mm-hmm. And so it turns out we captured a lot of Israeli spies after 9/11. And you're not going to be shocked to find out what happened next. We let them all go. We let them go back to Israel. So those are indisputable facts and you can look them up. And so my question is, if those folks, the five spies in that particular story were confirmed as spies, and they were, why did we release them? That's super strange, isn't it? Normally when a country catches a spy, they never release them. You might do a spy exchange, you might kill the spy, you might keep the spy in jail forever for the rest of their lives, but you never return them for no reason back to their home country, unless that country is controlling your country, okay? Mm-hmm. And so why, and the answer that no one can give, all they just do is huff and puff. Oh, you can't show that video. Don't show the video. Don't. Don't tell people what the Israelis are up to. Don't tell them that the spies were released, okay? Well, kiss my ass. We are telling them, and we're telling them because it is about the government of Israel, and stop slandering our brothers and sisters who are Jewish Americans.
Exactly.
Who had nothing to do with it. They were not part of a spy operation. Mossad didn't call them. No, this is the government of Israel. So last thing on the video, that when they go back to Israel and they say, one of the guys says, we were there to document the events. No one can answer, what does he mean? Yeah. How did you know there was going to be an event on 9/11? How did you know to pull the van up before the towers were hit? To take the pictures and the video. Why were you celebrating? But forget the celebration. Forget, I don't care. Maybe it was a misunderstanding. What I wanna know is, how did you know? How did you know there was going to be an event? So of course, that's why groups like this flip out. Mm-hmm. Because that could show you what Israel's actually been up to.
And they're trying to get YouTube to demonetize me. Like that's the whole reason why they put up that post. And their whole effort is to, let's just keep it real. They're just trying to intimidate me, right? And a lot of people, I get it. I understand why they would fall victim to that intimidation and they would maybe back off of these stories and not cover them and not talk about them. But with a bitch like me, I'm not gonna shut my mouth and I'm not gonna be intimidated. As an American who's protected by the First Amendment, who is tasked with doing a job that requires me to dig in, not get scared and run away, like a little bitch, right? I'm the kind of bitch that likes to dig in. And I'm not gonna be intimidated by someone who has far more concern with a foreign country as opposed to our country here in America. I'm an American, I'm gonna look out for America.
So guys, you have to realize how the Israelis threaten in different ways anyone who dares to criticize them in America. So you saw them doing it on college campuses. First, they started arresting the kids who were for peace. Then they started taking away their diplomas. Then they started putting together blacklists and saying you'll never be hired in Wall Street, etc. A number of financiers did that. That's just a reality. And they brag about it. They say if you protest Israel, we'll never hire you. Now those guys are traitors. They work for a different government. Okay, so now. But on top of that, they went further and further. Then they said, okay, denaturalize people, deport people. Anyone who writes an op-ed about us, have mass men kidnap them in the streets of America, send them to a gulag. Because criticizing Israel should be unacceptable in America. Know who rules you, okay? So then, when I started criticizing Israel, IDF wrote my name on a bomb.
Yep.
Okay,
that was early on.
Yeah, and then an Israeli agent in a debate we had on air called me a parasite. So that is literal Nazi language, okay, dehumanizing people. What was amazing is in the next debate I had at UCLA with an Israeli, a lawyer supporting Israel, she also called me a parasite. Now see, I get an Israeli agent doing it. But when a lawyer sent by Israel also says it, that's them sending a message. We're trying to dehumanize you so somebody will do damage to you. Okay, these are sick thugs. And the last time we talked about it last week, Canary Mission, another thuggish organization supporting Israel and against our government, put out a hit piece on Anna. And she got, we showed you the endless death threats she got because they're trying to encourage stochastic terrorism. If anyone criticizes Israel, threaten their lives, threaten their livelihood, why the demonetization? Because that's a classic trick, right? You just go to the mainstream media in the old days, but now social media as well. Take their money away, take everything from them. They have defied Israel, right? So these are the terrorist thugs operating inside this country that have allegiance to a different country. So, and by the way, organizations like this also target Jewish Americans. And they call them self-haters.
Yep.
So it has nothing to do with religion, and don't you dare confuse it with attacking people who are Jewish who had nothing to do with this. We're not like them. We're not thugs like them. We're not terrorists like them, okay? So if you attack a Jewish person, I guarantee you it's gonna be the wrong person, and there is no right person. Attacking anyone is what thuggish terrorists like the Israeli government does, not what good, decent, moral people do, okay? So, and by the way, some of the top leaders in the peace movement, as we've said a billion times on the show, are Jewish. So why do they lie about those two things that Anna mentioned? Claim that Jews occupy and control the US and Jews are demons, when she never said Jews and they know it. It's on tape.
They do know it, yep.
Yeah, and she clearly was referring to the Israeli government for a couple of reasons. Number one, they want to pretend it's about anti-Semitism. They want to use Jews as human shields.
Exactly.
Okay, oh, you're not attacking a government. You're attacking all Jews. You're evil and hateful. You're a terrible person. Don't worry about Israel's war crimes. Don't worry that we're starving babies to death, okay? No, no, we're not hateful for murdering those children. You're hateful for pointing it out. And, but you see, it doesn't work when it's a government, so I have to pretend that you said it about Jews, when no one said it about Jews. Again, my Jewish friends never got a call, hey, would you like to control the US government? That is not at all how it works. It has nothing to do with that. It is the government of Israel that has, through organizations like AIPAC, bought the great majority of our Congress. And if anybody says that, you can verify it. You can see, oh, AIPAC has contributed to 65% of Congress. And when you include the rest of the Israeli lobby, it's nearly all of Congress. So when there's a letter that was sent around the other day to recognize Palestine as a state, which actually is official US policy, only 13 members of Congress signed it.
Yeah.
So time and time again, 98% of Congress votes with Israel. Okay, and again, by the way, usually the people who stand up and don't vote in that direction, half of them are usually Jewish, right? And then they get labeled as anti-Semites anyway, yeah, or self-haters.
Yeah, self-haters, exactly. Right. Look, let's end on a fun note, believe it or not, because there is a fun note to this.
Really?
Yeah, so Stop Anti-Semitism's X account has just posted about a woman who she's on Hinge, one of those dating apps. On her dating app profile, she had posted a photo of herself And she wanted to share her disdain for Donald Trump, who she refers to as the tangerine toddler, okay? So Stop Anti-Semitism posts like a screenshot of her profile, and it says, she wrote, I'm weirdly attracted to people who dislike the tangerine toddler as much as I do, and who care about human rights, with a Palestinian flag and a Ukrainian flag. Okay, well, Stop Anti-Semitism posts a screenshot of that and says, how sadistic does one have to be to refer to a murdered Jewish child as a tangerine toddler?
No. So you just made it up.
No, she's talking about
Trump.
Talking about the president. That's
No. They're like, no, to them, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, right? So they're like, okay, slaughter all the anti-Israel critics, right? Anti-Semite, right? It's not a toddler. They're not talking about, they're talking about Trump. Who cares? Anti-Semite.
They were just triggered by seeing a Palestinian flag in her profile.
Of course
that
they were.
It. That's all.
Because
it was.
Why? You know why? They hate Palestinians. They think Palestinians are inferior to them. They're sick supremacists who say, no, Israel and Israeli life is worth everything. And by the way, Israeli lives are precious just like all human lives. That's why we were against October 7th and we were outraged by it. One of these knuckleheads was like, I can't believe your first words on air after October 7th was goddamn Hamas. Wait, how is that a bad thing? Thank you for showing that we were outraged after October 7th, right? And then when you flipped around, you as an Israel, then murdered 60 times the number of civilians, had 60 October 7ths, 60. Murdered 500 times the number of children and started to starve a population in its entirety. Collective punishment, obvious genocide. You don't get to hide behind, oh, we're protecting people against bigotry. No, you are the bigots. You are the bigots, yep, who say that a Palestinian life is worth nothing and you should get to slaughter them endlessly. And if anybody complains, take away their money, take away their jobs, take away their freedom on behalf of Israel. No, this is America. And yes, if you come for Americans like this, at some point all of America is gonna rise up, and they should. And we should realize that Israel is not an ally. They're a force within the country that is constantly robbing us blind. They've already taken $310 billion from us. And when you ask them why, they say, you owe us. What the hell do I know you for? Americans don't owe you anything. We've already given you way too much. We never should have given you anything, let alone $300 billion, let alone in the middle of a genocide. So the government of Israel is run by a bunch of sick terrorists, and people who work at Stop Anti-Semitism and Canary Mission are working for them and against the American people and hiding behind good Jewish people in this country. And by the way, putting them in danger by being disgusting pro-terrorists while pretending that they speak for all Jews. Stop hurting our Jewish friends and family by doing these kind of monstrous actions and putting a genocide on them when they don't deserve it. They didn't do it. It was your sick Israeli friends who did it. And why don't you own up to that and be truthful for the first time in your life? And they never will. Instead, they'll go back to the same old things. Oh yeah, we should threaten them. Threaten them. How could Americans dare to have freedom of speech? You must end America's freedom of speech on behalf of Israel. But hey, me burning your constitution for a foreign government, if you complain, you know what they're gonna do. Anti-Semite, fire him, arrest him, take away his livelihood, make sure you destroy all of Israel's enemies, but you're not allowed to say it. Well, we just said it, so go ahead and kiss my American ass, you bunch of Israeli pigs.
Every time you ring the bell below, an angel gets his wings. Totally not true, but it does keep you updated on our live shows.